Wow, look at all those people. All these people are proud Canadians that have made Canada a great place to live. Okay, Canada is a democracy. Okay, a democracy means that people choose. Okay, so Canadians, for the past 150 years, Canada is 150 years old. Okay, so for all those years, Canadians have chosen how they want Canada to be, what laws they want to have, what values they want to stand for. Okay, so Canadians have chosen the way Canada is, just like any other country. Okay, there's lots of democracies around the world. For example, the USA is a democracy, England, France, Australia, Italy. Okay, there's so many democracies, but each democracy is a little bit different. Okay, for example, in the United States, when someone votes in an election, they vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton directly. Okay, they can decide that. So on the ballot, when they go to vote, that piece of paper is called a ballot. Okay, they're going to see Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And then they choose the one they want to vote for, and then they put their ballot into the ballot box, and then they have voted. They're finished. Okay, but we don't have the system here in Canada. You might be surprised. We don't have this system. We have a different system. There's a loud airplane flying over my house, and it's distracting me. Okay, so in Canada, when we vote, we don't see the leaders' names on the ballot. Okay, so for example, the Canadian Prime Minister right now is Justin Trudeau. You've probably heard of Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is a very popular leader all around the world. Okay, but when people voted for him, his name was not on the ballot. Okay, we vote for people who represent a political party in an area. Okay, so for example, I live in Calgary, and my area of Calgary, I need to vote for someone in my area who will go to Ottawa. Ottawa is the capital city of Canada. They're going to go to Ottawa and represent my area of Calgary. Okay, so let's say there's a Canadian election. Okay, then all across Canada, people vote. Now, let's say in my area, these two people are running for the elections. Okay, this person is from one political party, that person is from another political party. That means whoever gets the most votes in my area will go to Ottawa to represent my area in the government. Okay, that's how it works. And these people are called MPs or members of parliament. Okay, they go to Ottawa, and all of them together in Canada, they form the government. Basically, they decide all the different things. Okay, now how many areas are there in Canada? Well, there's 338 small areas called ridings, or electoral districts. Okay, so you want to win as many ridings as you can if you want to become the Prime Minister of Canada. Okay, so let's say there's a Canadian election and the Liberal Party wins, let's say, 200 MPs, and the Conservative Party wins 100 ridings. Okay, so there's 100 ridings and 200 ridings. That means there's 200 MPs going to go to the government from this party, and only 100 from the Conservative Party. That means the Liberal Party is going to win the elections because they have the most MPs, right? And that's who the Prime Minister is going to be. But is the Prime Minister going to be this person? No, because these people are just MPs. The Prime Minister is going to be the leader of that political party. Okay, and the leaders, or that political party, each party in Canada decides who their leaders are going to be. Okay, so the leader of this party will become the Prime Minister of Canada, not this person who you voted for. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the leaders. You might know Stephen Harper. Okay, Stephen Harper was the Prime Minister of Canada for a long, long time. He was the leader of the Conservative Party. But a few years ago, Justin Trudeau beat him in the elections, and he became the Prime Minister of Canada, and he is the leader of the Liberal Party. Okay, so now the Liberal Party is in leadership in Canada. Okay, so when people voted, they did not vote for Justin Trudeau. They voted for these middle people, or MPs, members of parliament. Okay, now this is a bit of a problem. This can be a problem because let's say you don't like this person. Then what? Let's say you want to vote for Justin Trudeau. I want Justin Trudeau to be the Prime Minister of Canada, but I can't vote for him directly. I have to vote for this person. But what if I don't like this person? What if I don't want this person to win my area of Calgary? Okay, I know some people who have been in this problem before. They want a certain person to be the Prime Minister. They want a party to be the leader of Canada, but they don't like their local representative. Okay, what do? Well, there are no options. If you want this person in power, you have to vote this person into power. That's just how our system works. Okay, now there's four main political parties in Canada. There's the Conservatives, the Liberals, the NDP, which stands for New Democratic Party, and the Green Party. Okay, the Green Party is very insignificant overall. It only gets maybe 1% of the votes in Canada. So it's not a very popular party. The NDP are much more popular than the Green, but again, they're quite small. They've never been in power in Canada. In Canadian history, the NDP have never won. Okay, so really, there are only two major political parties in Canada. In all of Canadian history, only the Conservatives and the Liberals have been in power in the government. Okay, but that might change this next election because the NDP leader is this guy. His name is Jagmeet Singh. He is a very popular person. So he's going to run against Justin Trudeau in the next election. The next election is going to happen sometime before October 2019. Okay? So we're going to have an election maybe next year. Well, it could be earlier. Okay, whenever Justin Trudeau wants it, he can call the election. So we could have an election in Canada this year, 2018, but maximum, it has to be at least at October 2019. There's going to be an election then if he doesn't call it earlier. Okay, so this guy's going to be running against Trudeau and he's very popular. He's for the NDP, so this could be the first time in Canadian history that the NDP win. I mean, who knows? Who knows? We'll see how he does. Okay, so there are three levels of government in Canada. There's the federal government, that means the national government, all of Canada. Okay, the leader of the federal government is the Prime Minister, so Justin Trudeau. Okay. Now, there are also provinces in Canada. For example, I live in the province of Alberta, okay? Now, the leader of Alberta is called the Premier. The Premier. So, the Premier of Alberta right now is a woman named Rachel Notley, okay? Now, I live in the city of Calgary. So, municipal means is the third level of government, and municipal means local. The local level. So I live in the city of Calgary, and the leader of a city is called a mayor. Okay, so the mayor of Calgary is a man named Naheed Nenshi. Okay, so those are the levels of government in Canada. Now, Canada has 10 provinces, which are these here: Alberta, British Columbia, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Ontario, Prince Edward Island, Quebec, and Saskatchewan. But we also have 3 territories: Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut. Okay, what's the difference between a territory and a province? Well, I have no idea. Okay, to be honest, I have no idea. If you want to know the difference between a territory and a province, you can just Google differences between Canadian provinces and territories, or something like that. You'll find the answer. I really don't know. Okay, so Canada also has 3 branches of government: the legislative branch, which makes the laws; the executive branch, which enforces the laws. Enforce means to make sure the law is followed. And judicial, which interprets the laws. Okay, the word judicial means like legal. Think like courts, judges. Judge and judicial, sort of similar words. Okay, so this is basically how the government of Canada looks. At the top, we have the Queen of England. What? The Queen of England, right. That's right. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. It's absurd that the Queen of England is still somehow the leader of Canada. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Now, the Queen doesn't live in Canada, right? Queen Elizabeth, she doesn't live in Canada. She lives in England. She lives in London, in Buckingham Palace, okay? But she has a representative here in Canada, and that representative is called the Governor General. The Governor General. Okay, so one of the jobs of the Governor General is to make sure that Canada always has a prime minister, that the country is functioning, is running. Okay, so here are sort of the 3 branches of government. The legislative branch has 2 chambers. There's the House of Commons and the Senate. Now, the House of Commons, that is where all the MPs are. Okay, all the people that you vote from your small area, they go to Ottawa, to the government. They are in the House of Commons. This is what the House of Commons in Canada looks like. Look at all these chairs, okay? So maybe the person from your area in Canada is sitting right here in this chair. Or I don't know, maybe up here. I don't know anything about this. Really, when it comes to government things and the structure, the political, I don't know anything about it, really. I mean, maybe I know more than the average Canadian, because most Canadians don't know anything about the government. But still, I don't really know much about it. To be honest, it's a very boring subject for me. That's why I've never really done a lot of research into it. But this is what the House of Commons in Canada looks like. Okay, and all the government stuff happens in this building. This is called the Parliament Building. Okay, I've been there. I've been inside the Parliament Building. It's kind of cool. Okay? Now, so all this stuff happens in the Parliament Building, except for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is another building that's beside the Parliament Building, but it all happens in the same area, in Ottawa. Okay, so the Senate, to be honest, I have no idea what the Senate is, why Canada has a Senate. I don't understand that. So the executive branch, the prime minister is the leader of the executive branch. He makes sure the country is following, is going somewhere, right? The country is like a business. It needs a CEO or a leader, right? So Justin Trudeau is the prime minister. And our judicial branch, that has to do with the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court of Canada is the top court. And then underneath, that is all the provincial court. So the court here in Alberta, okay, if a case is too hard for the local court here to handle, then that case is going to go to the Supreme Court of Canada. For example, there have been a lot of legal issues, right? Like, if we're talking about the... Where was that slide? I'll just go back here. The NDP leader, Jagmeet Singh. Okay, Sikhs in Canada, this religious group, there are people... The religion is called Sikhism. Okay, these people, they have had legal issues with the government over wearing the turban. Okay, because in Canada... you have to wear a bike helmet. When you ride a bicycle, you have to wear a helmet if you're under, I think, 18 or something. In most provinces, I think that's how it is. You have to wear a bicycle helmet. But how are you supposed to wear a bike helmet over a turban? Because the turban takes up too much space to put a helmet over. So that's the type of court case that would go to the Supreme Court of Canada. Okay, so even if it might be in one province, like British Columbia, it's going to go to the Supreme Court because it's a large group of people. It's an important case, right? It's a group of people against the law. I don't know. So it goes to the Supreme Court. Also, Sikhs carry, a lot of them carry ceremonial daggers. A dagger is a knife, okay? It's like a pretty big knife, okay? And so some people are really afraid to see people with knives on them, okay? So they said, okay, no, you can't carry a knife in public. But these people, Sikhs, say that's part of our religion. We have a religious right. Canada is a free, we have religious freedom in Canada. So it's our religious right to carry a dagger, okay? Wow. So that's obviously, it's a very, a big debate. So that's the kind of thing that would also go to the Supreme Court of Canada. Anyway, that was a rabbit trail. A rabbit trail means that you went off topic. I wasn't planning to say that, I just went off topic. Okay, so that's basically the Canadian government. Now, does that mean anything to you? Does that matter to you? Probably not. But here is what matters to you. If you come to Canada, or if you're in Canada right now, anything to do with the federal government, if you need something from the federal government, you're going to go to a Service Canada Center. Okay? There are these kinds of centers in every city in Canada. In Calgary, I think there might be 3 or 4 Service Canada centers. So, why would you go to a place like this? Well, you might go because you have immigration issues. You need to do something with your immigration paperwork. Okay, then you would go to a Service Canada Center. Or if you need some government documents, like a passport or a birth certificate, okay, you would go here. Or if you have anything to do with your retirement, you want to collect your pension from the government, okay, or employment, if you're unemployed and you want, to be on some government program, then you would go here to a Service Canada Center. But if it's provincial, then you would, if it's anything to do with the provincial government, you would go to a registry, okay? Like, look on this sign here, it says Alberta Registry. So that handles things that are to do with the provincial government. Okay, for example, anything to do with a vehicle registration, you want to get a license plate for your vehicle, or you want to get your driver's license. All of these things you would do at a registry office. Okay, or if you buy a house, any land, property, okay, any sort of some paperwork you're going to do at the registry office. Or if you start a company, if you start a business, you need to register your business name. Okay, that's another thing you would do at a registry office. For me here in Alberta, there's lots of registry offices all over the place. Okay, but hey, I want to know, in your country's government, do you vote directly for your president or prime minister? Or do you do sort of an indirect way like we do in Canada? I'm curious to know, because I have students, well, a lot of my viewers are from all over the world. So I want to know how your country does this, handles this election process. Let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.